Today, as we hear from the scripture, that we're going to be seeing the example of Paul, who definitely put himself into the hands of the Lord and said, "Have your way."
当我们今天看我们一会儿所要读的圣经经节的时候，我们就看见保罗如何向主有这样的一个心愿，愿主的旨意成就。
Let's turn to begin. Let's turn to some scriptures. First, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
我们开始的时候，我们先读《哥林多前书》第九章。
And we know this is the writing of Paul to the church in Corinth.
我们知道这是保罗写给哥林多教会的书信。
Starting in verse 20.
我们从20节开始读。
He says, "To the Jews I became as a Jew, so that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, but not being myself under the law, so that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, though not being without the law of God, but under the law of Christ, so that I may win those who are without the law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that I may by all means save more."
哥林多前书第9章第20节到22节。 像犹太人，我就做犹太人，为要得着犹太人；像律法以下的人，我虽不在律法以下，还是做律法以下的人，为要得律法以下的人。像没有律法的人，我就做没有律法的人；我在神面前不是没有律法，在基督面前正在律法之下；为要得没有律法的人，像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人；为要得着软弱的人。像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。
Reading again the last part of 22 and 23, he said, "I have become all things to all men, so that I may by all means save more. I do all things for the sake of the gospel, so that I may become a fellow partaker of it."
我们在读22节的后半节和23节，像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。凡我所行的，都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。
Now we turn to Acts chapter 17.
然后翻到使徒行传第17章。
Acts 17, starting verse 1.
使徒行传17章第一节。
And now when they had traveled through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. And according to Paul's custom, he went to them, and for three Sabbaths he reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and giving evidence that Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus, whom I am proclaiming to you, is the Christ." Some of them were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, along with a large number of God-fearing Greeks and a number of leading women.
使徒行传第17章从第1节读到第4节，他们经过安菲波利、亚波罗尼亚。 来到帖撒罗尼迦，在那里有犹太人的会堂。保罗照他的规矩进去，一连三个安息日，本着圣经与他们辩论，解明陈说基督必须受害，从死里复活。又说：“我所传与你们的这位耶稣就是基督。”他们中间有些人听了劝话，又服从了保罗和希拉，还有许多敬虔的希利尼人，不少尊贵的妇女也是这样。
And now we turn to the letter. The first letter that Paul wrote to the Thessalonians.
然后我们翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书。
And we'll start with in chapter 1 with verse 2.
我们从第1章第2节开始读。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第1章第2节。
We give thanks to God always for you all, for all of you, making mention of you in our prayers, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the presence of our God and Father, knowing, brethren beloved by God, his choice of you. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power, in the Holy Spirit, and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. You also became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit.
我们读到从第二节读到第六节，我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们，在神我们的父面前不住地纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。被神所爱的弟兄啊，我知道你们是蒙拣选的，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。正如你们知道，我们在你们那里为你们的缘故怎样为人，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，也效法了主。
Now turn to chapter 2 of 1 Thessalonians.
然后我们翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
And start with verse 5. For we never came with flattering speech, as you know, nor with pretext for greed. God is witness. Nor did we seek glory for men, either from you or from others. Even though as apostles of Christ, we might have asserted our authority. But we proved to be gentle among you, as a nursing mother tenderly cares for her children.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第五节到第七节，因为我们从来没有用过谄媚的话，这是你们知道的，也没有藏着贪心，这是神可以做见证的。我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀，只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
Verse 10, you are witnesses, and so is God, how devoutly and uprightly and blamelessly we behaved toward you believers, just as you know how we were exhorting and encouraging and imploring each one of you as a father would his own children.
然后我们跳到第十节和十一节，我向你们这信主的人是何等圣洁、公义、无可指摘，有你们做见证，也有神做见证。你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、吩咐你们个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样。
Let's commit this time to the Lord together.
我们一同把这段时间交在主的手里。
Father, we thank you for the privilege of worshiping together this morning.
父，我们何等感谢我们今天早晨有这样特权来一同敬拜你。
Lord, indeed, it's a marvelous thing that we can come and proclaim your goodness.
主，这是何等奇妙的事，我们可以一同能够来宣扬你的美善。
Celebrate the fact the Father sent his only Son. You, Lord Jesus, went to the cross for all of us.
我们一同可以纪念天父将他的唯一的爱子差遣过来，然后为我们被钉在了十字架上。
Lord, we thank you that we can trust in your Holy Spirit to quicken your word.
主，我们感谢你，我们可以相信你的圣灵，让你的话语能够活过来。
That you would bring it to life so that we can hear from you what you want to say to us.
能可以让这些话语活过来，这样我们可以听见你所要对我们所说的话。
So as we look into Paul's example today, we pray that you will open our ears and our hearts to hear from you.
主，今天当我们看见保罗的例子，保罗所做的事情，求你打开我们的耳朵，让我们能够看见你所做，听见你所做的。
Commit this time into your hands.
把这段时间交在你的手里。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉靠耶稣宝贝的名。Amen.
Well, as you can tell, we're not reading the theme verse.
大家注意到，我们今天没有提到我们的主题的经节。
But you know what it is.
但大家都记得我们的主题经节是什么？
Christ said, I will build my church.
让基督说我要建造我的教会。
But I'd like you to begin today by thinking 2 weeks ago, if you were here, if you were awake, our brother Siming shared with us.
然后大家，我想提醒一下大家，两周前，如果你在这里，如果你当时没有打瞌睡的话，你会记得思敏弟兄所分享的。
He talked about how Paul wrote 7 letters and even his letters to other servants.Related to how the church is built.
他提到保罗写了七封书信，还有提到同工的书信里面，他讲到如何建造教会。
Mostly about how we live as believers, but then very often that relates to how we are knit together in the body of Christ.
他讲到很多是我们作为信徒我们如何生活，然后也很多的讲到了作为信徒我们如何。在基督里被连接成一起。
One thing he mentioned very specifically about is how Paul was humbled on the road to Damascus.
有一件事情他特别提到，就是保罗在去大马色的路上， 他如何被主谦卑。
And that Paul had been a strong, very zealous, Hebrew persecuting Christians.
保罗是一个非常意志坚强的，然后很大有能力，然后但是呢，他却逼迫基督徒的这样的一个犹太人。
We know from that event how the Lord met him.
我们知道在那件事情，主如何遇见了他。
In a very short, miraculous moment, Paul met Jesus.
在一个很短暂的一个时间段里，很惊异的，保罗就遇见了主耶稣。
He also saw the church because Jesus referred to persecuting me.
然后当主耶稣对他说，你是在逼迫，为什么在逼迫我的时候，保罗也其实遇见了教会。
And in seeing Christ, Paul was greatly humbled.
然后当他看到了基督，他就谦卑匍匐了，在地。
As our brother Siming said 2 weeks ago, we need to see Christ, we also need to see ourselves.
就像四名弟兄在两周前说，我们需要看见基督，我们也要看见我们自己。
Seeing ourselves honestly in God's light.
在神的光当中真实地看见我们的光景。
And of course, Paul speaks very often in his letters about the fact that as we go, as we walk as believers, we are to take up our cross and there's going to be suffering involved.
保罗也提到，主耶稣也提到，当我们跟随主的时候，我们会受苦，我们要背起我们的十字架。
But when we follow the Lord and we take up our cross and the Lord's life comes, we live out His life, that becomes a testimony to others.
当我们跟随主背起十字架的时候，我们放下自己的生命，主用他的生命充满我们的时候，我们就能够彰显为主做见证，让别人看见。
I think everyone in this room can think of people and times where you saw the life of Christ in someone else.That's the Lord. They could not do that themselves.
我想很多的弟兄姊妹，我们在座都可以有这样的经历。当我们看到在弟兄姊妹生命中所发生的一些事情的时候，我们会看到，我们指出这是主，这不是一个人自己所能够有的生命。
So what we're doing today is saying we hear Paul's teaching and we read his teaching, but can we for this moment stop and see?Did he follow his own teaching?
我们今天呢想花点时间去说到我们曾经听过保罗所有的教导在书信当中。那么我们今天呢想保罗他自己真实的经历的例子来问一个问题，他有没有活出来他所讲的教导的。
I think these days we say, did he walk the walk?
我们常常就说他有没有真的行走他所教导的应当的行走呢？
So as you can tell from what we've read, we're going to be looking at Paul as he went to Thessalonica.
今天我们想讲的例子就是保罗在帖撒罗尼迦教会里的经历。
And we'll be looking into those letters because in those letters we can see the relationship that developed between Paul and the brothers and sisters.
我们来看保罗的书信当中，在这个书信当中，我们可以看见保罗和弟兄姊妹他们之间所产生的关系如何。
Now we have to use our imaginations and think about what it was like for Paul.
我们要用我们的想象，想象一下对于保罗他所要面对的一个环境如何。
And then we see lessons in his example.
然后用他的例子，我们能学到一些功课。
Before we do that.Look at that specific church. We're going to look at just a couple other examples of Paul going into a city.
在我们看帖撒罗尼迦教会的例子之前，我们看见另外的几个例子，就是保罗到一个新城传道的时候。
And how was it that he became all things to all people?
保罗怎么样？就是为了福音，他为了什么样的人，就变成什么样的人，为他们传福音。
So we'll begin back with that verse that was from 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
我们再次回到我们开始的经节，就是哥林多前书第九章。
In which he described his attitude.
他讲到他的态度。
Verse 19 says, For though I am free from all men, I made myself a slave to all, so that I may win more.
哥林多前书第九章十九节。我虽是自由的，无人辖管。然而我甘心做众人的仆人，为要多得人。
And then he explained to the Jews, I was a Jew, to those under the law, I'm under the law. To those not under the law, I'm not under the law.
然后他就解释说，他如何像犹太人就做犹太人，像律法下的人就做律法以下的人，不在律法以下的人，他就做不在律法以下的人，为要得着这些人。
At the end of verse 22, he says, I have become all things to all men, so that I may by all means save more.
第22节他讲到说，像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人，无论如何，总要救些人。
I do all things for the sake of the gospel.
他说，凡我所行的，都是为福音的缘故。
So that's his statement. He does all things. He becomes, he adapts and adjusts based on who he is with.
这个就是保罗的他的宣告，他就根据他所跟什么样的人在一起的时候，他来调整自己。
Now, as we'll see, the most clear example of this is that he was going to Jews, but then he's also going to the Gentiles.
最清楚的例子就是他有的时候到犹太人那里传福音，有的时候到外邦人那里传福音。
But we also know that he went to very different cities.
我们也知道他会到不同的城去。
And there are very different people there.
有各式各样的人。
So Paul adjusted what he said on for the sake of those people so they could hear the gospel.
保罗就根据他所面对不同样的人，他就来调整他所要讲的话，能够为他们传福音。
Now, most of us, I think most of us when we read this verse, I don't know, most, many in this room, when they read this verse and they think of examples of this,
在我们当中可能很多的弟兄姊妹，当我们读到这个经节的时候，我们会想到一些的例子。
They think of a very famous missionary to China.
他们想到一个很有名的传道人在中国。
Well, some of you are already thinking about Hudson Taylor.
很多人都想到了就是 Hudson Taylor 弟兄，戴德生弟兄。
Now, many missionaries, when they go, historically go over to some place, they may just have people learn their language and learn their hymns and their culture.
有些人呢，他到
the culture of the one of the missionary who's going.
有一些那个宣教士呢，传道人，他到一个地方去宣教传道的时候呢，常常带着他们原来的本国的一些诗歌一些材料，然后去那些地区，然后用这些这些宣道士本国的语言或的材料。
Hudson Taylor, in China at that point, there were missionaries there, but they tended to just focus on people in the ports and cities there, and very often not even on the Chinese, on other people that were there.
当时在那个时代在中国宣教的传道人呢，他们专注点是在一些港口，在一些城市，然后呢，他们也不是深入到中国人群当中，而只是在他们那个当时的那个圈子里来传道。
And like most great missionaries, though, Hudson Taylor learned the language.
就像很多伟大的传道人，戴德生，他就学了当地的语言中文。
He didn't just learn the language, he even dressed and wore his hair in a way that the Chinese could accept it.
他不单是学了中文，而且呢，他也穿着中国人的衣服。而且呢，他甚至把头型都变化，让中国人可以接受的方式。
He had a tremendous impact for the Lord because of that.
因着这样的缘故，他在主的手中被主所大大的使用。
And he led the way to go inland. That's what the China inland mission was. Believers who would go further into China and share the gospel.
然后他就带着中国内地会去内地宣教这样的一个事工，把福音传到了中国的内地，传到了中国的更深入中国的地方。
So instead of going to these folks and saying, look, if you can become British and English, then you can learn the gospel.
他没有到当时的中国人当中说哎，大家如果你们可以变成像我英国人一样学会英文，你就可以相信福音。
He was the opposite, of course.
他是反过来。
He became as Chinese as he could be to share Christ.
他就变得非常的像中国人，这样呢，他可以来分享耶稣基督。
I wonder how many people in this room owe Hudson Taylor some gratitude.
我们不知道我们当中的是不是我们也好像在福音上欠了我们的戴德生弟兄。
So he's a wonderful example of what Paul is saying here.
那就是保罗在这里所讲的经节里面的很好的例子。
So let's look at we're going to look at a couple places that Paul visited and just watch what did Paul do when he went to these places.
我们就读几处的经节，我们看保罗刚到不同的地方，他做什么样的事。
Let's look at one in Acts chapter 13, when Paul went to Antioch in Pisidia.
我们首先看在使徒行传十三章，讲到保罗去比斯底的安提阿教会。
It's not the Antioch.That sent Paul out. This is the second one, and this is part of the first missionary journey.
这个的安提阿教会不是差遣保罗的安提阿的教会，是比斯底的安提阿。它是保罗第一次宣道旅行当中所到的地方。
Paul is traveling with Barnabas.
保罗跟巴拿巴一同出去。
And the story is told in Acts chapter 13, starting in verse 14.
就使徒行传十三章十四节。
Now we're going to skip through this because it's too much to read, but
因为这里经节很多，我们会跳跃一些。
It says there in verse 14, going on from Perga, they arrived at Pisidian Antioch, and on the Sabbath day they went into the synagogue and sat down. And after reading the law and the prophets, the synagogue officials sent to them and saying, Brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say it.
十四节。他们离了别家往前行，到了比西底的安提阿，在安息日进会堂坐下，读完了律法和先知的书，管会堂的叫人过去，对他们说：“二位兄台，又有什么劝勉众人的话，请说。”
Verse 16, Paul stood up, motioning with his hand, said, "Men of Israel, and you who fear God, listen."
保罗就站起，举手说：“以色列人和一切敬畏神的人，请听。”
Now, we're not going to read it, but it's a beautiful gospel message here.
我们不会继续读，下面是一个很好的一个福音信息。
But we see here what we see in many, many places. Paul first found the synagogue, or found where the Jewish Jews gathered.
在这里我们看见和很多其他地方一样，保罗到一个地方最先找到犹太人的会堂。
And then he would preach to his fellow Jews.
然后他会对这些他的同胞犹太人来传讲福音。
And it says here, you who fear God.
这里讲说和一切敬畏神的人。
More on that. But so what he does in this case is he reviews how God delivered Israel from Egypt.
然后之后的信息他讲到以色列神怎样救以色列人出埃及。
And then later in history, how he selected David as a king after his own heart.
然后之后他神如何拣选大卫是合他心意的人。
And he brings it up to the point where Jesus has come.
然后之后直到讲到基督来到世上。
Verse 26, Brethren, sons of Abraham's family and those among you who fear God, to us the message of this salvation has been sent.
26节，弟兄们，亚伯拉罕的子孙和你们中间敬畏神的人呐，这救世的道是传给我们的。
So Paul,In these first, when he go to these towns, he had the Jews, and then he had those who fear God, the proselytes, that is, Gentiles who found that the Jews had the truth. They're Gentiles who are really seeking God, and they would come and attend the synagogue.
当保罗到这些会堂的时候，他讲到说亚伯拉罕的子孙和你们中间敬畏神的人呢，他们中间敬畏的神的人就是那些好像转向犹太教的那些外邦人，他们呢就向往着相信在旧约当中所传下来的真理。
And so he then would give the gospel. Then in this passage we won't read, but he then explains how the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent Jesus to his death.
然后之后他就在下面的经节当中解释。那些犹太人的官长如何让耶稣受死。
He mentions God's promises. He mentions that God raised him from the dead. He's quoting scripture because they're Jews. That's their background. They understand the history.
因为这些人是犹太人，他们有这样的背景，他们知道旧约，所以保罗就引用旧约的经节向他们解释指明，讲到旧约如何预言耶稣要被受死复活。
And after he shares the gospel message, many believed.
在保罗分享福音之后，很多人信主了。
And he says in verse 42, as Paul and Barnabas were going out, the people kept begging that these things might be spoken of them the next Sabbath.
就在42节，保罗和希拉当他们出会堂的时候，众人请他们到下安息日再讲这些话给他们听。
So on one hand, you have a very open door here. They invited Paul to speak. He spoke. After he spoke, they were eager and they wanted to hear more.
在一方面，我们在这里好像也看见一个敞开的门，他们请保罗来说话分享，保罗分享之后，他们又邀请他再次来有更多的分享。
Now when the meeting of the synagogue had broken up, many of the Jews and God-fearing proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, were urging them to continue in the grace of God.
43节，散会以后，犹太人和敬虔进犹太教的人多多有跟随保罗、巴拿巴的，二人对他们讲道，劝他们务要恒久在神的恩中。
Now, it doesn't say this exactly, but I believe that Paul and Barnabas basically spent all their time with those followers during that week.
在这里圣经没有很具体的写出来，但我相信在那一周里，保罗和巴拿巴就跟这些要听他们道的人可能一周都在一起。
Very dramatically, the next week, it says, the next Sabbath, nearly the whole city assembled to hear the word of God, word of the Lord.
就是很让人吃惊的，就是到了下个安息日，合成的人几乎都来聚集。
And that's when the same pattern we see over and over again, which is the opposition rose up.
然后之后呢，就是我们看到有这样的情形，之后会有同样的情形一次一次的发生，就是产生了很多的抵挡在这样的。
And when the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and began contradicting Paul.
45节，犹太人看到人这样多，就满心嫉妒，开始应驳保罗所说的话。
Now Paul shifts, he turns, he pivots, we would say.
然后之后呢，就保罗就现在就开始转变，转向他服事的方向。
We see that in the latter part of verse 46, Paul now says to the Jews who are rejecting the gospel, he says to them, since you repudiate it and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life, behold, we are turning to the Gentiles.
然后在46节后半节，保罗对这些犹太人讲，只因你们弃绝这道，断定自己不配得永生，我们就转向外邦人去。
So the Lord has commanded us, I have placed you as a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the end of the earth.
47节，因为主曾这样吩咐我们说，我已经立你做外邦人的光，叫你施行救恩直到地极。
Verse 48.
48节。
When the Gentiles heard this, when they heard Paul say, look, God is actually bringing this good news to you, the Gentiles, it says, when they heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord.
48节让我们看见，当外邦人听见了说，主吩咐说你要做立你做外邦人的光的时候呢，他们听见了这话就欢喜了，赞美神的道。
As many has been appointed to eternal life believed.
凡预定得永生的人都信了。
And it says, and the word of the Lord was being spread through the whole region.
然后49节讲到，于是主的道传遍了那一带地方。
You hear word of the Lord, you should be thinking about what Lucy has been sharing with us.
如果你听到这个词语讲到主的道，你就要可以想起我们上周 Lucy 的新闻们。
What we're reminded of here is how Paul and Barnabas, how Paul had to shift and focus now on the Gentiles.
现在我们就看见保罗和巴拿巴，还有保罗所传的道，他就转向专注于外邦人的身上。
Now we're so used to this, we just think, oh, okay, he just started preaching to the Gentiles. No big deal.
我们其实好像这个都已经习惯了，我们觉得说，哦，我们就他对外邦人传教，哦，好像没有什么了不得的。
But it was a big deal.
但实际上这是一个很大的。
I'd like us to just think about what Paul's experience is as he went to Antioch Pisidia.
然后呢，我们就想到保罗在比斯底的安提阿那里所经历过的事情。
Don't get the idea that when Paul traveled, it was like a speaker today. You know, he comes in a car, he's been invited by a church or a conference, and he comes to the city, and he goes to that place, and they give him a hotel.
不要觉得保罗那个时候传道像我们现在的传道人到一个地方去传道，好像他们会预备车来接送他，然后到一个地方给他安排宾馆，然后住下。
It's the opposite of that.
是跟我们现在的方式完全相反。
Travel on the roads is very, very hard.
那个时候在行路旅行是非常艰难的。
When they get to the town, they don't phone somebody. They have to go around and find the marketplace and ask, where are the Jews?
他们到了一个新的城，他们没有那时候没有电话能够找人。
Where do the Jews
他们必须好像到那个时候的市集那里讲，去问一下说犹太人聚集在哪里。
And everybody is a stranger.
每个人都是陌生人。
And then you go into the synagogue.
然后你到会堂去。
And share.
在那里分享。
We see though that then opposition rises.
然后之后我们也看到那些抵挡啊起来。
And Paul then has to adjust and share with the Gentiles.
保罗就需要调整，然后和外邦人能够传福音。
So he's starting from the very, very basics.And sharing the gospel with Jews, those who fear God, and the Gentiles.
所以保罗就从一些非常基础的点来开始来分享，他跟犹太人和那些敬虔的希利尼人，还有外邦人来传福音。
So think about the difference when you're sharing with the Gentiles; they don't know the Jewish history.
大家想一想这个背景。如果你跟外邦人传福音的时候，他们不知道犹太人旧约的历史。
You could talk about Egypt.And Moses and David, and they don't know what you're talking about.
你可以讲埃及摩西，讲到大卫，他们不明白你在讲什么。
So here is Paul. He's trying to share who Jesus is. He has to give some background.
所以保罗在这里要来传讲耶稣是谁的时候，他要给他们一些背景。
Now, if we had recorded in Acts how Paul talked to the Gentiles, it would be interesting to see how he adjusted. But he had to.
如果我们记录保罗他如何跟外邦人传福音的时候呢，我们就会看见他是如何来调整的，但他也必须不得不这样调整。
Now we know that God has said to Paul that he was the one to go the apostle to the Gentiles.
我们也知道神设立保罗做外邦人的使徒。
But one reason it seems that Paul was perfect for this.Was that he was a Hebrew of Hebrews.
有一个点好像保罗是非常适合做这个工作的，因为他是犹太人中的犹太人，希伯来中的希伯来人。
When he met people who needed to understand Christ, but who had to understand some history, he could easily share with them from the Old Testament, what we call Old Testament.
因为他如果要遇见外邦人，要跟他们传讲福音，需要讲到背景知识的时候。他很熟悉我们所明白的现在的旧约的历史，旧约的神的道可以传给他们。
You know, when the apostles went out, they were mostly talking about who Jesus was, what Jesus did, the death and resurrection.
我们知道大多数的使徒出去传福音的时候都讲到耶稣，耶稣是谁，讲到耶稣的受死和复活。
But the scripture is the history that explains the importance of Christ.
但是整本的圣经都向我们来解释耶稣的重要性。
So let's appreciate that what Paul did was he would then shift and share with those Gentiles what they needed to know in order to understand who Christ was.
所以保罗就经常他有一些调整，他就向这个万邦人告诉他们一些他们所需要知道的背景知识，这样他们才能够认识基督到底是谁。
And you can see in the reaction just in these verses, you read into it, realize that these Gentiles were joyous. When they heard that this salvation was for them, they rejoiced and many believed.
当我们读刚才这些经节的时候，我们看到这些外邦人，当他们听到这样的道，他们明白过来，原来救恩也临到外邦人的时候，他们心中就喜乐，他们就接受了这样的福音。
The obvious thing is that Paul was not saying you need to become a Jew, then you can believe in Jesus.
这里也很明显的事情就是说保罗没有告诉他们说你们必须首先变成犹太人犹太教的人然后你们才能够信耶稣。
Paul was not saying become like me, Hebrew, then you can really be a good Christian.
保罗没有说你要变成像我这样一个希伯来人然后呢你才可以变成基督徒。
He left that behind.
他就把这些都放在留在背后了不要了。
He didn't push his Jewishness on anyone.
他没有把他犹太人的背景要让别人也变成他像他一样犹太人。
And yet, of course, it was all there, and he could bring it out, and he could share scripture, and he can, as appropriate.
虽然在那个同时，他因为有犹太人的背景，他就可以把这些旧约的背景和这些背景来给这些外邦人讲得清楚。
So I want to emphasize that for Paul, being the Hebrew of Hebrews,He really was laying down his life in a very special way when he shared the gospel.
所以我就想特别强调，当保罗作为希伯来中的希伯来人的时候，当他传福音的时候，他的确要放下很多他天然本人的东西，然后来才能够传福音。
It would have been very easy for him to end up teaching Old Testament, teaching how to be a good Hebrew.
对他来说，如果只是教导说旧约。或者教导如何做一个好的犹太人是很容易的。
Essentially teaching traditions.
就换句话说他就是把传统教导给人。
But as you know, he knew that those didn't matter.
但是他确实知道这个传统并不重要。
At one point we know he called them rubbish.
有的时候他觉得这个好像是像粪土一样。
So we see just by looking at that incident, we know that Paul had to be very flexible.
我们知道看到这样的他所得有的这样的情形经历我们知道保罗必须要很灵活。
Now we're gonna just mention a couple places, no detail.
我们就想很快的讲到几个地方不讲略过细节。
On his second missionary journey, Paul went to Philippi and he didn't even meet in the synagogue. He met out at the riverside where people gathered to pray.
在保罗去腓立比那里传教的时候呢他没有到会堂他只是到了城外妇女打水的地方然后在那里来传福音。
That's all recorded in Acts chapter 16.
也就是在使徒行传16章里所记载的。
You see how flexible Paul is too as to who. You see there this woman named Lydia and her household and how important they were, the gospel there.
我们看见保罗是很灵活的然后他就遇见了吕底亚和他的一家然后在那里如何他在那里传福音。
So he's not locked into, oh, I must go to the synagogue first, this. He's following the Lord's leading, and whoever's open, he's sharing with them.
他没有说用一个固化的模式就是我一定要去会堂的那里来传福音他就跟随着主给他开哪条门他就在那里来传讲福音。
And we know when Paul then went, a little bit later, he went to Athens, we see a very dramatic shift because there Paul realized folks didn't have a Jewish background, they had this whole philosophy culture, and he went and debated them at Mars Hill.
然后当保罗到雅典的时候，那里是一个强烈的文化的对比，因为那里的人呢，他们相信那些哲学。所以保罗在到了那里的时候在亚略巴谷那里呢到那市集的时候就与他们到那个辩论的地方与他们辩论不同寻视的方式寻常的方式来传福音。
Another example that we have much on is when Paul went to Corinth, but we're not going to spend time on that today.
还有一个地方就是保罗花了更多的时间在哥林多教会。
Let's look at Thessalonica.
我们今天就不讲帖撒罗尼迦，今天就讲帖撒罗尼迦。
Paul and Silas went there during the second missionary journey.
保罗和希拉在第二次的宣教旅程当中到
了。And it's recorded in Acts chapter 17.
然后在使徒行传十七章有记载。
We see there it followed the pattern we talked about that often happened.
我们就看见保罗常常有的模式，他这样。
It's very simple. Just said in chapter 17, he went to the synagogue.And he was there for three Sabbaths, so he was there for 3 weeks.
然后就在使徒行传十七章讲到保罗就到了帖撒罗尼迦那里然后在那里住了三周。
You see there in the end of verse 2, it said he reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and giving evidence that Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead, saying, this Jesus whom I am proclaiming to you is the Christ.
然后在第二节十七章使徒行传十七章第二节啊，保罗照他素常的规矩进去，一连三个安息日，本着圣经与他们辩论，讲解陈明基督必须受害，从死里复活，又说我所传与你们的这位耶稣就是基督。
So he's sharing from scripture because he is talking to Jews.
啊，他是对犹太人来传道，所以他从用圣经来分享。
Verse 4, and some of them were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, along with a large number of God-fearing Greeks and a number of the leading women.
第四节，他们中间有些人听了劝，就服从保罗和希拉，并有许多前进的希利尼人，尊贵的妇人也不少。
But then the opposition happened.
然后之后就开始了这些抵挡的事情。
The jealousy swelled up, and so then they organized mobs to oppose.
然后这些犹太人心里嫉妒，就招了很多市井匪类，然后在这里来攻击保罗和希拉。
We're not going to take the time to read that scripture, but because what we want to do is look at what Paul's relationship was with these Thessalonians in that short 3-week visit.
我们没有时间更多讲其他的经节的细节，但是我们特别想强调，专注在这三周时间，保罗和帖撒罗尼迦教会弟兄姊妹所发生的关系。
We read a verse from chapter 1 of First Thessalonians.
我们读了帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章的经节。
Where he referred at the end of verse 5, he said, what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake.
帖撒罗尼迦第一章第五节的后半节说，我们在你们那里为你们缘故是怎样的人，怎样为人。
So what kind of man was Paul when he was with them?
保罗与他们在一起，他是怎样为人的呢？
So we know the story.
我们知道那里发生故事。
Preached in the synagogue, opposition raised, but you're living with whoever will take you in.
你在会堂来传福音，然后之后起来很多的抵挡逼迫，然后呢，你在那里跟愿意接待你的人住在一起三周。
Chapter 2, as we read carefully, we see what it was like.
然后第二章，帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章，我们仔细读的时候，我们会看见当时的情形。
We start with verse 2.
我们从第二节开始。
As Paul recounts, he says, but after we had already suffered and been mistreated in Philippi, as you know, we had the boldness in our God to speak to you the gospel amid much opposition. For our exhortation does not come from error or in impurity or by way of deceit.
第二章第二节第三节，我们从前在腓立比被害受辱，这是你们所知道的。然而还是靠着我们的神放开胆量，在大征战中把神的福音传给你们。我们的劝勉不是出于错误，不是出于污秽，也不是用诡诈。
Just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God who examines our hearts.
第四节，但神既然验纵了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的神喜欢。
For we never came with flattering speech, as you know, nor with a pretext for greed. God is with us. Nor did we seek glory from men, either from you or from others, even though as apostles of Christ we might have asserted our authority.
第五节，因为我们从来没有用过谄媚的话，这是你们知道的，也没有藏着贪心，这是神可以做见证的。我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀。
So this is Paul talking about how they were. We have to take him at his word because this is the word of God.
这就是保罗讲到他们如何为人，因为这里是神的话，我们就相信说保罗所说的话是多么真实。
Those who had hosted Paul and listened to him could easily agree or not agree with what Paul is saying. In other words, Paul knows he's speaking of how they were in their midst. Those people would know that this is true.
保罗在这里对他所讲的话呢，就是他当时生活在他们身边的人，所以当这些人听到这些话的时候，他们因为第一手的经历，他们就知道保罗所说的话是真的还是假的。
No, we all know that if you are If you're trying to convince a bunch of people of something,
我们都知道你要劝一些一群的人让他们认同一些事情。
The natural thing to do is to speak in a way that pleases them.
很自然的方式就是说讨人喜欢的话。
So you might compromise the truth, but you'll say things that appeal to them.
有的时候你可能在真理上要妥协，但是你说的话呢要讨他们的喜悦。
That will build crowds.
那就会让更多的人来起来跟随你
bring popularity.
就让你更受欢迎
But Paul is saying we weren't like that in your midst.
保罗说我在你们当中却并不是那样
We could have been, but we were not.
虽然我们可能那样但我们并没有那样做
We all know from reading scripture Paul had a very strong personality.
在我们读到圣经里的时候我们会发现保罗的性格是很强的性格
But he was humble.
但是他受到被主谦卑下来。
And what we see here, that phrase he said, not pleasing men, but God examines our hearts.
在这里说不是要讨神的喜欢乃是那讨查验我们心的神的喜欢。
So the way Paul and Barnabas or Silas stayed humble is that they were before the Lord all the time, making sure that what they were doing was true.
保罗、巴拿巴、希拉他们都在主的一直把自己放在主的面前来确定自己所说的话是真实的
Remember what Siming said it was important for us to remember who we are
大家记得斯敏弟兄鼓励我们让我们知道我们自己是谁
So Paul could remember meeting the Lord and in that light he knew he was nothing except an apostle of Christ
保罗他就会记起当他如何遇见主的时候他自己是那样的渺小无有
And so we all need to understand who we are as children of God.
作为神的儿女，我们都应当了解我们到底是什么样的。
Especially as we share the gospel with others.
尤其当我们跟别人传福音的时候。
And we see verse 7. He says, But we prove to be gentle among you as a nursing mother tenderly cares for her own children.
我们看第七节，只是在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
That's very soft language. Here's Paul saying we were like a nursing mother.
保罗是一个非常刚强的人，但是在这里他却说，我们却像一个母亲乳养自己的孩子。
Try to imagine Paul as he's meeting with these people in these houses, how he was treating them as babes.
大家可以想象一下，当保罗在这些不同的家庭当中遇到这些不同的人，他如何带这些人像带孩子一样。
He has all this Jewish knowledge he could just dump on them.
他有这么多的犹太人的知识他可以把这些知识就都扔给他们
And this personality could overwhelm them.
他那个很强烈的性格可能好像让那些胜过身边那些人的意志
No, but they're babes in Christ.
不但是因为这些都是在基督里为婴孩的
He's sharing to people to bring them from darkness in the kingdom of his beloved son.
他要把福音传给这些人让他们从黑暗的国度迁移到神爱子耶稣的国度当中。
So he said, we proved gentle. They were gentle with those seekers and those new believers.
所以保罗说在你们中间存心温柔他对学那些出信的和那些寻求福音的人都是何等的温柔。
We could take much lesson. We learned from Paul's example to be gentle in this way.
我们可以从保罗的例子来学如何来温柔。
As we share the gospel on the up in the third floor, we're gentle because we're not hitting someone with how to be a Christian and be a mature Christian. We're dealing with the basics, meeting and knowing Jesus Christ.
对，当我们传福音的时候，就像在三楼福音班里的时候，我们跟别人传福音的时候，我们应该带着耶稣基督的谦卑和温柔，因为他们还在主面前像婴孩一样。而是不是说你一定要好像大锤一样你一定要成熟成为一个成熟的基督徒。
New believers need milk, not other kinds of food.
初信的人他们需要属灵的奶来喂养而不是需要干粮或其他的食物。
We can recognize that Paul adjusted to this so that he could bring people in to meet Jesus. And they were young in the Lord. I mean, he was only there 3 weeks. Everybody was young in the Lord.
大家知道保罗在那里只有待了三个星期之久所以那里所有的信徒他在主里面都是很年幼的
There, this happened over and over again
然后这样的事情就一次一次的发生。
And we look at verse 8.
我们看第八节。
Having so fond an affection for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our lives, because you had become dear, very dear to us.
第八节，我们既然这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。
That's an intense picture there.
这是一个非常强烈的图画。
Paul didn't come in as a speaker, preach his sermons, and then go to the hotel, and then leave town.
保罗并不像一个传道人，对他们传讲一篇道之后呢，然后就回到了宾馆去，然后之后就离开这个城。
He was with them.
他与他们同在在一起，住在一起。
In a sense, he fell in love with them. He said, we had so much affection for you because we got to watch as you received the Lord.
然后他是跟他们的关系这样的亲近，他是这样的爱他们，因为他讲到说我们将福音传给了你们。
And he says this phrase, we not only share the gospel of God, but also our very lives, our own lives.
第八节里他甚至讲到说不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们。
Now, it's not like Paul is saying, well, you have to become like me, but their lives were an open book.
保罗并没有在这里说你们要像我一样，但是呢，保罗在那里，他的生命是一本敞开的书，让所有人看见的。
So these people could look into Paul's life and see, you know, he's not a hypocrite.
这些人
he is what he's saying.
这些人可以看见保罗的生活，他说这个人没有任何的虚伪，他所讲的跟他所说的是一样的。
So this affection shows this deep relationship because Paul and Silas were so giving of their life.
这种的爱让我们看见他们与信徒之间的关系是何等的深，他甚至愿意将性命赐给他们。
Clearly, this relates to us.
这个其实跟我们也是相关的。
We don't just come and meet together for 2 hours.
我们不是好像只是主日聚集在一起，我们在一起待两个小时。
It's when we share our lives with others, that things grow.
当我们彼此分享生命的时候呢，就有了成长。
When other people were sharing the gospel, would see into our lives and realize, wow, they're really living this.
当别人听到我们所传的福音的时候，他看见我们的生活的时候，他们意识到，哦，你们真的活在你们所分享的话语上。
They're not pressing their culture on me. They're sharing Christ, and I see Christ in them.
他们没有把他们的文化强加给我们，他们所讲的基督，他们是要分享基督跟我们。
All right, a few more verses.
我们还有一些经节。
Verse 9, for you recall, brethren, our labor and hardship, how working night and day, so as not to be a burden to any of you, we proclaim to you the gospel of God.
第九节，弟兄们，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。
So here's a reference to the fact that Paul worked to try to support himself so he wouldn't be a burden on them.
这里也讲到保罗他如何是做工来供养自己，这样他不会成为众人的负担。
We know he's a tent maker.
我们知道他职业是支搭帐篷的。
And we see in Corinth how Paul was making tents, and he even explains this in his letters to the Corinthians, which we won't take time for today.
我们知道在哥林多前书里面书信当中，保罗提到他如何来支搭帐篷做这个行业，他不会成为教会的负担。
So somehow though, when they were there for 3 weeks, Paul and Silas did what they could to support themselves. So the people they were staying with, they wouldn't be a burden to them.
所以在这里，在帖撒罗尼迦教会的时候，在他们在一起3周的时候，保罗和希拉他们就在那里做工，自己来养活自己，这样他们不会对那边的所接待他们的人造成任何的负担。
So as they proclaim the gospel, they could do it without these people feeling like, oh, they want something from me.
当他们传福音的时候，他们不会给人印象说这些人传道给我们，他们有其他的要求和目的。
Verse 10, you were witnesses, and so is God, how devoutly and uprightly and blamelessly we behave toward you believers, just as you know how we were exhorting and encouraging and imploring each of you as a father would his own children.
十节十一节，我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁、公义、无可指摘，有你们做见证，也有神做见证。你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、吩咐你们个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样。
So we already referred to a relationship that was like a mother's relationship. Now it's a relationship like a father's, exhorting, encouraging.
我们刚才看到了他们的关系像母亲和孩子的关系，在这里我们也看到好像父亲和孩子的关系一样，怎样劝勉、安慰、吩咐你们。
And all of this happened in a very short period of time.
所有这些事情发生都在很短的时间内。
And let's finish up with verse 13. For this reason, we also constantly thank God that when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but for what it really is, the word of God, which also performs its works in you who believe.
我们就结束在十三节。为此，我们也不住地感谢神，因为你们听见我们所传神的道，就领受了，不以为是人的道，乃以为是神的道。这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主的人心中。
So again, we see how precious these saints are to Paul. He really means it.
我们看到这些信徒对保罗是何等的宝贝，他的确是很真心的。
He thanks God for them.
他为着他们感谢神。
And it's because he knew them so well, and they knew him.
因为他们跟这些信徒们之间是那样的熟识。
So I'd like to close just by pointing out a few things and actually ask some questions of ourselves.
我想结束在这里讲到一些点，然后也问我们自己一些问题。
How about us when we compare ourselves to Paul? Now, none of us is like Paul, not the Apostle Paul.
我们没有一个人像保罗、使徒保罗那样，但是呢，我们可以想一想，用保罗的例子来想一想我们自己。
But as we reviewed what Paul did as he arrived in these new towns, we have some questions.
那我们想到保罗到这些新的城的时候，我们在这里也可以问一些问题。
Are we willing to seek out those who are seeking God?
我们是否愿意寻求那些寻求神的人呢？
Are we willing to approach strangers and say, start sharing the Lord?
我们是否愿意向那些陌生人来分享主呢？
Would we be willing to actually go somewhere and live with families, not the hotel?
我们是否愿意到某些地方跟那些家人们生活在一起，而不是住在宾馆当中呢？
Actually, a picture that happens at youth conference. Many of you host young people who are a very different culture. You dare to let them in your house and sleep in your house. It's wonderful.
其实在我们青年特会当中，这些事情就发生在我们当中。有那些很多的年轻人，他们背景文化可能跟我们都不一样，但我们弟兄姊妹感谢神有这样的胆量，能开放家庭，让他来住在我们家中。
Some of us here have strong personalities.
我们当中有的人个性是很强的。
Some are quite zealous, serving the Lord.
有的人为主大发热心。
But when the time comes, can we be gentle as a nursing mother?
但是当有的时候事情来的时候，我们是否能够像温柔的母亲一样呢？
Right, as Paul said, with weak ones, he's weak. Can we...Nurture those who are weak in the faith or new.
保罗提到说，与软弱的人，我们就做软弱的人，我们就能够喂养，让他们的信心能够成长。
That means letting go of what we want to talk about or show somebody, being sensitive to them.
这可能就意识到我们能够有这样的敏感，我们就不要讲我们所要给他们讲的话，而要刻意。
Another question is, are our lives open books like Paul and Barnabas and such? In other words.Do we share our life, not just message at someone?
然后另一方面就是我们的生命是否是一个敞开的书本，我们跟其他人一同来分享我们的生命，他们能看得清，而不是说只是我们给他传讲一篇信息。
And what does that look like? Certainly it includes praying for people.
那到底这样的生活是什么样子的呢？这就包括我们为别人祷告。
It includes all kinds of fellowship, inviting people over or visiting.
就包括各式各样的交通，或者请人到我们家里来，或者我们去探访别人。
We can share our lives, and that way we can share Christ.
我们这样能够分享生命，这样我们可以跟别人来传讲耶稣。
To do that, we have to adjust and adapt.
为了能够做这些，我们必须要灵活，能调整我们自己。
We do things that are not comfortable to ourselves or our culture.
可能对于做一些 调整可能对于我们自己不舒服或者对于我们文化不舒服的一些调整。
And so we also need to adjust as we share the gospel.
然后我们也当我们传讲福音的时候我们需要也有一些调整。
So here in Flushing, we preach the gospel in Mandarin.
在法拉盛这里呢我们用中文来传讲福音。
But there's also Indians, Koreans, Caucasians in New York.
但是在这边纽约这边地区呢也有印度人也有白人各式各样的语言。
And there's this other group that's not a race, that's very hard to understand. Those are the young people in our midst.
那然后在我们当中呢还有一个好像一群人呢就是他们不是一个其他的种族但是呢他们却是很难理解他们的就是我们当中的年轻人。
So no matter the background, they're being raised here, English speaking, are we reaching to them?
无论如何就是我们在这边的地域的环境如何呢但他们在我们当中成长他们只讲英文我们也要考虑到他们。
So can we let our culture, lay aside our culture and focus on how we can share Christ with
我们呢如何能够把我们的文化的背景放下然后让我们寻求我们如何能够与各式各样的人来传讲福音。
So, I've run over time.
不好意思我的时间过了。
But let us learn from Paul's example.
但是让我们来学习保罗的例子。
We see in these letters a glimpse into what his life was really like, and that is really inspiring.
这些经节让我们看见保罗的生活到底是什么样子，这些见证也来激励我们。
It also helps us take his words more seriously because we realize he was not a hypocrite. He lived what he's telling us he lived.
然后这些话也让我们看见保罗不是一个虚伪的人，他就真实的活在他所讲的道当中，让我们也更注重保罗所分享的话。
So we may not be Hudson Taylors or Pauls, but we should take their examples.That we can be all things to all people in order to share Christ.
虽然我们不是戴德生，我们也不是保罗，但我们可以看见他们的榜样，学他的例子，学他们的例子，让我们向一切人变成一样的人，一切的人来传福音。
Let's close with a word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Father, we thank you that you have given us this scripture that allows us to glimpse into Paul's life.
父我们谢谢你把这些经节赐给我们让我们能够看见保罗的生命生活。
We thank you, Lord, for Paul and Hudson Taylor and all those who for the last 2,000 years have laid down their life to share you.
我们感谢你在过去2000年当中有很多的弟兄姊妹他们像保罗像戴德生一样他们放下自己的生命来服侍你。
We thank you, Lord, that they could lay aside their culture and focus on what will bring you to Gentiles.
给我们看见感谢你他们可以放下自己的文化背景他们如何能够把福音传给外邦人。
Help us to be those who lay down our lives and not hold on to things that we can be free to serve.
帮助我们也能够放下自己的生命不去抓住那些紧固我们的事物这样我们可以在生命中自由地侍奉你。
Help us to be those who are nursing mothers to seekers and new believers.
帮助我们对于那些福音朋友和寻求出信的人像一个母养的母亲一样。
All of us can minister to one to another and encourage each other as we follow our Lord Jesus.
所以主啊也帮助我们能够我们彼此勉励彼此鼓励当我们一同来跟随我们的救主耶稣的时候。
We commit these words back into your hands.
我们把这些话语交在你的手里。
And we want to give ourselves wholly to you.
我们将我们自己完全交给你。
Serve you each day.
但愿我们每天都能够来服侍你。
For your glory.
为着你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name.
奉靠耶稣的名。